This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. And we haven't been able to speak to him in a while because he goes between New York and Florida, and I don't even know where he's at right now tonight. But joining us again, it's been the first time in a while, is from DeSantisHolsters.com, is Gene DeSantis. Good evening, sir.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you? I saw that... I got to tell you, I was having car envy when I saw that you were driving up and down the coast in a Porsche SUV. Because you, do you have the Macan?
No, that was a Panamera.
Okay, I want a Porsche SUV.
That was Porsche. There is no substitute. Anyway, I'm speaking to you from beautiful downtown Portland.
Okay,
I came here for a little vacation just to see if I could get a job as a sniper. No. I'm in Florida. I'm enjoying the weather, and it's been a little rainy here today. But besides that, New York is cooling off, so I made my trip.
Now, you, during this, I mean, DeSantis is headquartered in New York State. And that meant you got to deal with all of that. How did that go for you? Tell me about
that. I think this whole thing is a farce, but hey, who am I to know? I'm not a scientist. I just play by the book. We got to stay open the whole time because we're a necessary business, and but we did have a lot of people leave for some time, and unfortunately, we're way behind in our work, and we're busier than hell, as you can imagine, with this frenzy that's going on all over the nation.
I would imagine with all those new firearms out there, there's a lot of need for holsters, too.
And a lot of new first-time gun owners. Isn't it great?
Yes, it is. And I do agree with you. Now, let me say this. I had COVID, but, I've had pneumonia, too. And it's hard for me to... Pneumonia and COVID, are about on par. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you, well, I've had it, so... I'd do it again, but it was no worse than pneumonia. And I've had pneumonia a few times. I've got bronchial asthma, had a heart attack. I mean, I'm one of those comorbidity people, you know.
You better stay indoors for a while.
I don't think it's as bad as they're making out to be either, to be honest.
I don't think. And I don't think they should be closing schools and then... And doing virtual learning, I think it's terrible. But those first few months, I mean, February, March, April, May, even we caught the last dinner at one restaurant here in Boca Raton, and we were the last people they served at for months. And we were out in the Everglades with our friends, with our picnic lunch and holding chairs, and we kept our distance. We played by the book. So, it was a wonderful time. Just throwing rocks at the alligators. No, I didn't do that. But we went to see Mama Alligator. She actually took a dive out of the water for us, and she had about 14 little babies that she was nursing. But the Everglades was a fun place to be throughout COVID. It was a national park. They were not closed down. All the state parks were closed, but the national parks remained open, and it wasn't such a terrible time. And I did the lion's share of the cooking for several months there, and I'm a pretty good cook. In fact, I cook tonight. I have a buddy of mine over here, and as soon as we get off with you, we're going to chow down.
Well, that's good. That's good stuff. I'm glad to hear that. Now, for you, with DeSantis up in New York, did you manage to not lay anybody off?
Oh, we didn't lay anybody off. I'm trying to hire. I just wrote to our local congressman who's going to retire. I doubt he'll get an answer. Pete King. I said, well, whatever you're doing it wrong because you're paying people to stay at home and I can't hire people fast enough. it's terrible. You know, you go into the restaurants that have regained their ability to serve indoors. I mean, they're only a third or 25% of the normal load, but they're only waiters and waitresses. And you ask them, where are the old people that used to be here? Oh, they're home collecting unemployment. There's something wrong with this picture. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, that part of it bothers me a great deal. But in New York, you guys have had...
Oh, it's lunacy.
Yeah.
What that mayor has done to New York, it's never going to come back. You know, you can't even rent a U-Haul truck in New York. They're all taken. People are moving out of that city as fast as they can.
And if you do find one, it's very expensive to rent one, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't rented one in many years.
Gotcha.
In fact, the last one I rented was one of my early moves in the early 70s. I packed everything up, and I actually went under a low bridge, and I took the roof off of the truck.
So, but I mean, now is DeSantis in New York City? You guys are not exactly
in. No, we're out in the suburbs.
Gotcha. So but I mean, I hear what you're saying about that. I've always wanted to go into New York City and just walk around the streets and take pictures of the architecture and everything, and maybe, you know, go to a couple of places. And there's people that listen to me in New York City, so, you know, maybe go hang out with some of them. And I don't guess I'm ever going to get to do that.
It was once beautiful, but, I mean, the last videos I saw were just devastation.
What about in your area where DeSantis is?
Oh, thank God. Everything is good there. You know, we're well protected, I think. Although we had that storm come through, where I think they called it a hurricane, and, I mean, it cost us a day and a half of production. We lost our power. And, and the place was, one of our neighbors across the street from our factory is a residential area, actually. And, he had a tree go down. It must have been a 70, 80 foot oak tree. It spanned from his property right across the street and hit the house on the other side of the street. It was that big. A lot of damage. Yeah, a lot of damage. The roads were closed down. I remember I took a trip over to my kid's house to bring something for the babies, and I was coming back with my wife. We were about 6 minutes away from home, and I was coming into home stretch, getting into the house, you know, a few blocks away, and that was it. I had to make a U-turn, turn around, trees in the road. It took me 45 minutes to get there. I had to go five different routes to finally find one that was open. The storm kicked our butts a little bit.
Coming up on the first break, and Gene, if you would, I want you to hang on for me. You can find what Gene's company at DeSantisHolster.com. For those of you that are armed professionals, if you are looking for a duty holster, you probably ought to check out the Pegasus line by DeSantis. They have something called the Just Cause safety holster, which is the most sane. Most duty holsters are these overbuilt affairs that weigh about 16 pounds or something. And this is, it covers a gun where it needs to be covered. It has retention. And it doesn't look like it weighs 16 pounds. That's called the Just Cause. And that's by the Pegasus line. That's your Kydex line. And it looks pretty good. That looks like a pretty good holster to me. But when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about doing business in New York during COVID and what he's finding in Florida, because Gene's going up and down the... This is a guy that can give us some info that some of us aren't able to get. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Gene DeSantis from DeSantisHolsters.com. How many times have you gone up and down the Eastern Seaboard during the COVID time frame, sir?
Well, I drove up in May, dropped off my wife and dog. I was there for a couple of weeks, during which time I had to hibernate in the house. Not really, but that was the plan.
Right.
And then I came back here. Because I'm a resident, and I got to put in my time.
Right. Now, for your sons, they were staying behind in New York, and for you, you guys never missed a beat. I mean, was there ever a time when you guys were shut down at all? When?
No, only when we lost the power. That was it.
That was it.
You know, it's funny. You were mentioning that Just Cause the other day. I just got a text message from an old friend of mine who's a retired NYPD cop, and he recently got a job working for DHS. Guarding, of all places, Plum Island. I don't know what the hell that requires. Whatever. You know, that's his job.
Yeah.
He immediately took off his issued holster that they gave him, and he got a Just Cause, and he was raving about how good it was. It's lighter, it's tighter. I got a big kick out of that. And it's funny that you should mention this. That was only today I got that text message.
Well, you know, I wanted to look at this because I kind of like this holster. I want a holster that would be a duty-type holster. And I went looking on YouTube for this during the break, and nobody's reviewed that one, G. I may need to call Chad and have a chat with him.
Yeah. Get a hold of Chad. He'll get you one out.
Yeah. But I think that... But I mean, you have... Now, your leather holsters are so well-known. The molded leather holsters and everything else, that, it began that way. You started doing them on your kitchen table 40 That's years ago.
Oh, gosh. Over. I'm closer to 50 years ago. 1972.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you think of Kydex as a material for a holster? What were your thoughts on that? Because, I mean, you've sort of perfected the old school.
It works just fine. I mean, I was making Kydex holsters for barcode scanners back in the mid to late 70s. They were paddle holsters. They were brake front. So I've had a lot of experience with Kydex over the years.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you should talk about the leather. I swear to God, this is not bullshit. Just before going on the air with you, I was reading a text message I got from an old friend of mine, a retired DEA officer. And he was telling me that his speed scabbard after 28 years is starting to show some signs of wear. What do I suggest for a replacement? I said, look at the Kydex, but look also at the leather. And we've got some hybrid holsters that are Kydex and leather, some with self-locking with, security equipment in there. A security device. You know, you have to hit it with your thumb, and that releases it. And but 28 years, and he still uses the same holster. I find that pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that's one thing I notice about the people that carry a gun professionally. They don't move around too much once they find the right one. I'm surprised that, I mean. How long has Pegasus been out there? Because I've never seen, until I was just looking for this, I saw duty holsters. I was like, because I've been looking for a Kydex holster to carry my Glock G45. And I've been wanting one with retention. And, I did not realize you made one this skeletonized and there's as much there as needs to be there and no more.
Well, I'll give you an idea of what the volume that we do on some of these. Our 137 holster, which is, what do we call that? Slim tuck. You know, it's just an in-the-pants holster that you can use anywhere on your body because it's a completely adjustable cam and it's tuckable. When I was there last, there was somewhere between 30 and 40,000 of those that were in production. So the numbers are substantial.
Well, I've never seen it.
Yeah, we do a lot of Kydex. Danny named it Pegasus, I don't know, a couple of years ago. But, I mean, before that, it was just another one of our holster models. You know, it was Kydex, but we call the entire Kydex line the Pegasus line now.
Right.
And they actually have different colored bags that we pack them in, and we're trying to keep them a little separation between the two.
Well, now, the other holster that you've got in the duty holster line is called the Tap Out. And that one is really a very serious holster, isn't it? It goes down, you even have a drop leg configuration for that. Is that, now a lot of people think drop leg is passe. Are there still people looking for low riding rigs?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people still want that. And the more that you make this stuff modular, you can, you know, you can move them around. I mean, we make our regular little paddle holster for the Kydex paddle holster. That the same platform can be dropped down on the thigh if you want to. It's the same hole pattern, so we can configure that anyway.
That is
we have some new stuff that I'm not at liberty to talk about yet, but we're going to be showing that at, if there is a SHOT Show this year, who knows? They took all our money, but we don't know that they're going to have it. I know that big electronics consumer show or whatever that is, it's always contingent. No, it's always adjacent to the SHOT
Show. CES, yeah.
I think we overlap by a day or something like that. That's been canceled for some time. So I would suspect the SHOT Show is going to be canceled as well.
I'm sort of looking for that too, but I don't know.
You know, it'd be a big relief for me because we go, not that we, you know, get a whole lot of business at the SHOT Show. We generally write business before the SHOT Show.
Well, I mean, you've been going to SHOT Shows since it started, though, haven't you?
Yeah, missed the first one. That was it.
So what is that? That's about 40. You've been to 40 some odd SHOT Shows.
I lost the numbers. I don't know. Just the first one I missed. But I've exhibited at every one of them, you know. I haven't walked one in years, though. I mean, it's so big.
Walking one is going to see the sights at SHOT Show is...
If I ever did walk it, I think I'd take a Segway or something.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I see people rolling around on those things. Those are the smart guys. They're not hurting at the end of the day. Coming up on the next break, hang on for me. We'll talk about that in just a minute. DeSantisHolster.com, that's where you can find this stuff. They have all of the lines are laid out there. You would go by, and if you want to look at it, I would recommend shopping by firearms so you can get exactly the holsters they make for that particular gun. If you go to the catalog, it's probably going to confuse you.
SingularHolster.com.
Yes.
DeSantisHolster.com.
Did I not say that? Gotcha. Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done. But I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is ripping President Trump's stance on violence.
I believe if I were president today, the country would be safer and we'd be seeing a lot less violence. And here's why. I have said we must address the issue of racial injustice. I believe we can bring these folks fighting for racial justice to the table. I've worked with police in this country for many years. I know most cops are good, decent people. I know how they risk their lives every time they put that shield on and go out the door. And I'm confident I can bring the police to the table as well.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee plans to subpoena Postmaster General Louis DeJoy for documents involving delays of the mail. DeJoy rejecting the conspiracy theory from Democrats that he is trying to slow down the mail to help President Trump's re-election. This is USA Radio News. A slight increase in the national average for a gallon of gasoline due to the impact of Hurricane Laura. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The national average has seen the biggest increase in months, posting a 5-cent gain to $2.23, which is the highest level since early March. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
For now, motorists can expect gas prices to inch up as Hurricane Laura issues still push up retail prices before collapsing later this September as demand drops after Labor Day and as cheaper winter gasoline starts to be dispensed September 16th.
Across the nation, Louisiana had the lowest statewide average of $1.87, while California had the highest at $3.23 per gallon.
An appeals court in Washington, D.C. keeps Michael Flynn's case alive and won't order a dismissal, which allows the judge to look further into the Justice Department's dismissal of the case. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Gene DeSantis from DeSantisHolster.com. I think I've been saying holster, though. I've had it right here in front of my face, Gene.
You pluralized it before. Believe it or not, there are these vultures that go out there and, you know, they see something like that. We didn't scoop it up right away. They get it. They want to sell it back to you for a lot of money.
There you go. So, with in all the time you've been doing business, have you ever had to face a set of circumstances like COVID-19?
No, this is all new. This is really this hit us for a loop. But you know what? It opened up some new doors. We have a number of our customer service people. They're all set up to do business at home if they have to. And
right.
The computer is LinkedIn. The phone will, instead of ringing in our offices, it'll ring right to their house. And a good number of them have been working from home.
Has
it works out fine, actually.
Anybody gotten sick?
We did have a couple of employees. They did get sick, and both were prior medical conditions. They didn't get it from the factory. They got it from elsewhere.
Right.
Both of them passed, yeah.
How many employees do you, what is it like? You have hundreds, don't you?
No, not now. Now we're about 140. You know, right now we probably could use 200 people in there. We've got so much work. These poor people, we're burning them out. Many of them are working 12-hour days for weeks at a time.
Are you finding, is part of the problem because they're paying people a stipend in addition to unemployment to not work? Are they making more money than if they went to work?
Oh, I think that's exactly it. That's it for sure with the waiters. I mean, they're making $400 from the state and $600 from the feds. They weren't doing that $1,000 a week. They weren't getting that at the restaurant. So, I mean,
I've got an open mic on that end. Hey. There's an open mic in the control room.
People are people. You just can't, you know, you can't blame them. I blame the system.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's part of the problem with the government. Whenever the government comes in and helps, they always sort of, because you've got work. I mean, I would imagine you said you could hire 60 people right now?
I wouldn't want to do it all at once. I mean, there's a learning curve, training, but, you know, 10 at a time, yes.
Right.
Yeah, I mentioned it before. I wrote to Pete King and I explained our predicament. And I said very well that, you know, that there must be hundreds of businesses just like, not exactly like mine, but in the same predicament as I am. And the government has really got to do something about it. To, you know, they encourage these people to get back to work, not to stay home.
Right. Right. Well, in your state, in the state of New York, are you like one of the only ones that are still running wide open full bore? I mean, some of the gun companies are not, right? Has Kimber been shut down?
They were shut down for quite a while, but they're running full bore. I mean, nobody's delivering. I mean, you know, I wanted a couple of, I think four or five shotguns for friends and family. And I'm close with that particular manufacturer, and they said they'll do their very best, but they're so back-ordered, they'll try to pull a rabbit out of the hat for me. And I think they'll do that, but I know the situation. You know, that you just can't get guns. The ammunition is dried up. It's it's a problem, but it's a good problem for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the gun industry is. This was a very resilient time for them. They were actually persevering and prospering during all of this stuff. And I had heard that you guys were doing a lot of business. I had heard you were doing so much business that it was crazy how much business you had going on. How many shifts are you running?
Well, we haven't done a second shift since Noriega was kicked out in the country.
Well, that's been a while. Since not December 1990, huh?
We got a 90,000-piece order from the government. It was just great.
A 90,000-piece order.
Yeah. Well, we had a second shift for that. But we're going full bore now. This is a lot busier than when we had our best salesman, Barack Obama, of all times. We're going way beyond that right now.
What is it in New York where Cuomo did so many things, so many crazy things, and de Blasio as well? How do the people of New York, the people that you see when you're there, the people that you know, how do they regard the chief executive and his honor, the mayor?
You know, nobody thinks well of either one of them. Nobody that I talk to, put it that way. De Blasio's ruined that city. It's never going to come back the way it was. Never, never, never. People are moving out at an alarming rate, and they're going to try to make it up from the, you know, those of us that stay, that are paying taxes. They're going to raise them. I understand that Cuomo is already, he's got a plan in place, just like Gavin Newsom's, an exit plan, where they tax you 1.8% of your income for 10 years once you leave the state, and Cuomo's got it on his drawing board. So it's not a good situation. I mean, he let Remington go south, 2,000 jobs in New York State, and he didn't want to play ball with them. What a fool that man must be. What a big fool he must be.
Do you think de Blasio and Cuomo will get reelected? Can Cuomo run for office again up there? How many
you know,
terms?
Honestly, I don't know. But I mean, Cuomo is, you know, he's the governor. He should absolutely take the bull by the horns and fire de Blasio, because de Blasio is absolutely ruining. He's got the police. He's got the hands tied there. They're leaving the job in record numbers. It's terrible what's going on. It started last summer with the police and de Blasio. He was letting these lowlifes throw buckets of water on the police, and they did nothing to retaliate. Can you imagine that? Nothing. They just took it. And then, yeah. You know, that now with this no bail law, they're in and out in a couple of hours. You arrest them, and they're right out again without any bail. It's sickening what's going on.
Crime's going up in New York City, isn't it?
Oh, it's awful. The murder rate was double last year. This past week, I listened to Patty Lynch speaking. He's the PBA president. You saw him on the at the RNC the other night. Patty Lynch said it was double last year, this week, double the number of murders, the shootings. I'm not going to say murders, shootings.
How long did it take Giuliani and Bloomberg to get it to where it was in a really good position in New York City as far as crime?
Giuliani did it in record time. He had the squeegee men off the street in a matter of weeks. 42nd Street used to be a sleazy area. You'd never want to bring your wife and kids there. It became like a Disney-type area after Giuliani got to work on it. If only he'd go back there for a couple of years to straighten things out.
Hang on for me, Gene. Coming up on the last break, you hang on for me. Talking to Gene DeSantis from DeSantisHolster.com. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Line coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Gene DeSantis from DeSantPolster.com. I'm a learning animal, Gene.
You got it right.
I listen, Gene. I listen. I try to. Say again.
Few people do, but you're on the money.
Yeah, well, you know, that part of it. People mispronounce my last name. I can only imagine what happens with you. And, if somebody tells me and if somebody corrects me, I want to get it right. You know, it's just respect.
You know, it's funny, when I'm in Florida, they ask me my name, then you write it down, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm the governor's uncle.
Yeah.
I've told more people that. Of course, it's not true, but oh, really, you're governor's uncle?
I don't know. If you like, everybody in my family is related. Everybody with the same last name. We all come from one guy. You may be Governor DeSantis. You may be above him somewhere in the hierarchy.
You know what that name means? DeSantis. It means of the saints.
Now, is that Italian?
That is Italian. A lot of people think Greek, but it is Italian.
When you told me it meant of the saints, I can, because, the Italians have a lot of saints, so I get it.
I always tell people I'm FBI, full-blooded Italian.
Well, that's true.
The Irishman could do the same thing.
I think I'm German-British. Which is a really fun, that sounds like a really fun mishmash at reunion time. Anyway, now, as far as holster making is concerned, now I see some people, like with your stuff, your Kydex, for example, seems quite minimal. It's like it's designed to barely be there. And with some competition holsters, they do sort of the same thing, but a competition holster is not going to really work day to day for everybody, so you're actually going in a direction that most people are not going, because it seems like the holsters now are just these gigantic monstrosities.
Yeah, well, some are big, some are small. We have the big ones as well. And the hybrids, we're making, I don't know how many different varieties of those, Kydex and leather. But, you pay your dollar and you take your choice. There's so many options, and it's endless. But what we do with that Kydex, we engineer it, and so many of the small makers out there, they form that stuff with the rubber molds and blue guns, and they put it in the oven. Well, you want to know how to make it, just go on the internet. Look up making Kydex holsters, and you can find a way. We don't do anything like that at all. Our stuff is three-piece molds on all of them, male, female, and and core.
Now, is yours like the Pegasus line? Those, is that injection molded?
No. Some of our plastic holsters are injector molded, yes. But for the most part, the Kydex stuff is all thermoformed. And I think we do it as good or better, probably better, than anybody in the business. The fit and finish is flawless.
You know, Ty Cobb said it isn't bragging if you can do it, Gene. He said it. I mean, and it's true. It's true. If you can do it, it is not bragging. So, but I mean, you've always been known for your fit and finish. Your leather holsters, the ones that are molded, they are very strike. They're actually visually striking to look at.
Yeah, no.
Were you the first one to come out with that particular type of holster?
Way back when. I mean, I had the people from, at that time, Smith & Wesson Holster Company come and visit me. They wanted me to be an employee. Of course, I shied away from that. They just didn't understand how to, you know, mold those leather holsters and get that fit and the detail that we were producing way back when.
Who was it that came up with the idea of having the brightly colored stitching to sort of give it like a contrast and make it pop?
No, it wasn't mine. But the stitching going way back, I can tell you, we were the first ones we pioneered using nylon stitching. Before that, most of the makers were using cotton and linen thread, which over time rotted. I don't think in all these years, 48 years, I don't think we've ever repaired a holster for faulty stitching. I don't think, not one. I don't think so.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Now, you do something called the Partner Program where you can buy both a leather and Kydex holster. Is that right? You have packages.
Yeah, there is some program about that. I've seen it, and I honestly can't talk about it because I don't know anything about it. But my kids are, they're the pioneers on that stuff.
But I mean, that way they have the best of both worlds, don't they? I mean, they can have the old school, and they can have.
You're right. They push out two that are compatible. A leather holster and a Kydex holster, and it's a package price. And I think we've done well with that.
That's because of the package price, though. That's it's not an insane price, but it's a pretty good price for the two holsters they're getting, without a doubt. That's a pretty good deal.
Today it's so easy to shop for the best price. You know, if you know what you're doing with that computer, you can just make it sing to you.
Yeah, but now your holsters, as far as you know. Your holsters, your leather holsters especially, they seem like, you know, a artisan type of item, but they're not priced like an artisan type of item.
If you've held them in your hands, you know what they're all about. I mean, the fit and finish is exceptional, and we engineer them. They're not just, they don't happen by accident. Everything has got, I mean, there are things that I've been doing for 48 years that some of my competitors still don't understand why we do it.
Right.
Especially for our revolver holsters, those without the snap, the speed scabbard. I mean, they work so well. It's a one-hand return to the holster. You don't have to fumble with it, open it up, hold the side out. The cylinder doesn't bang into the leather edge. We engineer that stuff, so and it's nothing new. We've been doing this since the early 70s. We've been making them like that.
Right.
Of course, what we used to do back then by hand, we now do with, it's somewhat mechanized to give the same end product. And actually, now they're more consistent than they were back then because we did so certain things with our hands that now are, you know, the operator doesn't have any choice. It's got to be done right or not at all. It's either on or not at all.
Before we wrap up, where are now? Are you going to be staying in Florida for a little bit, or are you going to be heading back?
Well, no, just a couple of weeks. I'll be back there suffering the cold.
I like that you but drive. If SHOT Show happens this year, I'm going to drive to SHOT Show.
How far away is it for you?
Oh, wow. I'm in South Carolina, so it's nearly as far away.
Where are you in South Carolina?
Greenville, just outside of Greenville, Simpsonville.
Yeah, I love South Carolina. I lived there for a year when I was in the Army.
When you drive through, you ought to stop by and we'll have coffee. And I'll drool over your Porsche.
You know what? The last time I drove through Columbia, I wanted to take a look at one of the old houses that I lived in. And it was a big surprise to me. The neighborhood was all gone by what they call it. It's not adverse possession. It's eminent domain.
Yeah.
It's now I-26 runs right through my old neighborhood.
Goodness. We're running out of time, Gene. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
All right. Great talking to you, Bill. You stay well out there.
Thank you much. Back in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.